Welcome to Between the Lines, where we explore the rich tapestry of the Bible's teachings and revelations with your hosts, David and Jonathan. Thanks for joining us on WVFF 97.7 FM as we seek to understand the deeper meanings behind the verses and discover the love of Christ and hope of his salvation. Without further ado, our hosts, David and Jonathan.
It's not good to be reminded of death every day. People want to bury their loved ones right next door, and these churches surround themselves with graveyards. This is the place of life.
Right.
And, you know?
Urns on mantelpieces, stuff like that.
Yes. But Abraham says that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, Hear us, my Lord, thou art a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our sepulchres, bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. Abraham's very pronounced as a powerful and a wealthy individual. His clan has grown, and he is well esteemed by all of his neighbors. He's known as a man of his word, and they said, out of fear or just absolute love of the man, they said, take whatever you want. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth, and even in his royalty, he bowed himself to the people. Show that he doesn't fear, he doesn't put himself above them. And he commanded with them, and he communed with them, saying, If it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which is in the end of his field, for as much money as it is worth, and he shall give me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, Nay, my lord, hear me, the field I give to thee, and the cave that is therein I give thee, in the presence of the sons of my people I give it thee, bury thine dead. And he says, no. He wants to be one up on Abraham.
Yeah.
Just like Abimelech, remember what I've done for you, please, in the future.
You see these graves?
Yes.
You see these graves I got for you?
This is the guy. I mean, this guy's up and rising. They know he will be a world power one day. And he says, no, I want to give it to you. And Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land. And he spake unto Ephraim in the audience of the people of the land, saying, But if thou wilt give it, I pray thee hear me. I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. Abraham wanted a legal contract so that it could never be taken away. And Ephraim answered Abraham, saying unto him, My lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephraim. And Abraham weighed to Ephraim the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. And the field of Ephraim, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field that were in all the borders round about were made sure unto Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heth before all that went in at the gate of his city. And after this Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, the same is Hebron in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave that is therein were made sure unto Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the sons of Heth. They were very astute about keeping records back then, especially of land ownership purchases. And it's amazing. You think this was, you know, an old chaotic time, but no. They were, any man that had any substance or wealth had a scribe. And he had an accountant, And it boggles the mind.
Right. And the way that things were orated, as well as memorialized through record keeping.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It just seems so much further advanced than we have even now.
And you'll see this record being looked for when the children of Israel come back from Egypt.
Right.
They refer back to the record of this purchase.
Right. Tell people that all the time. It's like, life used to be so important to each other back in the day that people would actually write down what you say to one another.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's like,
Look at Genesis chapter 24, Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible, with David and Jonathan. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites. This is the head of Abraham's household, his chief butler and everything man. And he says, put your hand under my thigh. It was a way of honoring that I put myself in your hand, is what it means. I put myself in your hand. Everything that I have is in your hand, and swear to me now, among whom I dwell. So he says, I pray and you swear to me, my son will not get a wife from among the daughters of the Canaanites. But thou shalt go into my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, Peradventure, or pretend, the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from which thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, Beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. Do not take my son to that land again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me and that swear unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this oath, from this my oath. Only bring not my son hither again. Do not take my son back, regardless of what happens. Don't take him to that land. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swear to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And I think it's just so great that the women went out and drew the water. You work all day, you get home.
Yeah.
Jonathan, go get some water.
No.
And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. That shows a woman with a lot of fortitude. Camels drink a lot of water.
Right.
And he has 10 of them, right? Is that what it just said?
Yeah.
He took 10 camels. So we're talking hundreds of gallons of water here. So any woman that's going to say that is got some fortitude inside her. That I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master? And I've often wondered, I mean, this young lady has been around camels, Rebecca. She knows how much they drink. And I'm wondering, she's going out there with her pot. She's probably got a 3 or 4 gallon pot. And she's filling it up. And he says, give me a drink. And out of her mouth comes, sure, and I'll water all your camels too. And she goes, what? Where did that come from?
Right.
God works in mysterious ways. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, and behold, Rebekah came out, whom was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And that tells you it's a large pitcher. Now the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. She went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And that was quite a task. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not.
Just stand there like, whoa, this is actually happening.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing. This God of Abraham is unbelievable. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, and I wonder, did he say, Lord, let it be that she give me a drink and want to water my entire herd of camels, because that's not something any woman's going to do.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. That's a good point. It might have been something that's so far out of character that it would have had to have been something.
Yes, because it's going to be exhausting and it's going to take quite a while.
Right. It makes sense.
And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, 3 hours later.
Right.
That the man took a golden earring of half a shekel. I added the 3 hours in there. It's not actually in the King James Version. That the man took a golden earring of the half a shekel of weight, and 2 bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me. I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. She said, moreover, unto him, we have both straw and provender enough, and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord, God of my master Abraham, who hath left nothing destitute, my master, of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. You see, not her father's house, her mother's house, because the father had many wives.
Gotcha.
And that mother would have had her own house, as was every wife would have their own house. And the eldest son would be the master of that house.
Gotcha.
Not the father. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. Laban ran out unto the man unto the well. Came to pass, when he saw the earring and the bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and beheld, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord, wherefore standest thou without? Come on in the house, don't stand out there, for I have prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and provender to the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat, but he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And he said, speak on. So I don't have time to eat. I'm hungry, though, you know, but I was sent here for a reason, and I got to say it before I eat. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he is become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go into my father's house and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, Peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, The Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath, when thou comest to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And it came this day unto the well, and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, he's given the entire dialogue here. If now thou do prosper my way, which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink, and she say to me, Both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels, let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in mine heart, behold, Rebekah come forth with her pitcher on her shoulder. You see, he was not speaking out loud. Mm-hmm. You know that little voice you can make inside you?
Yes, sir.
God hears everything.
That's right.
Ain't that scary?
That's right.
He says, before I was done speaking in my heart, here she come. And I said unto her, Let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, Whose daughter art thou? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may return to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. Came to pass that when Abraham's servants heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, Send me away unto my master. It's just kind of a interesting couple of paragraphs coming up here, but it's benign reading unless you really think about it. So he says, okay, you've agreed to let her go. She wants to go. Here's some gifts. They had dinner, went to bed, woke up. He says, all right, send me away, get back to my master, my job's done. And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at least 10. After that, she shall go.
He's like, man, I was almost out of here.
Yeah, and he said unto them, Hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away, that I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. You know what? God puts you on an errand. Don't let anything delay you. Don't let anything sidetrack you. And that's what that little inscription there is yeah, this is God, and they even agree this is God's doing.
Right.
But no, let her hang around for another 10 days. No point. God said, go, do, come back. Don't let anything get in your way. And that's what this guy, he stands his ground. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go.
Ready to get out of here.
Can't wait to get out of here. Yeah, get this place in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
I'll be in good shape.
Yeah, shotgun.
And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions. Let thy seed possess the gates of those which hate them. Rebekah rose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well Lahoroi, where he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the evening tide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel, for she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. Very important. The husband was not supposed to see the wife's face until the wedding time.
That could be very good or very bad.
Yes, we'll see that in Isaac's son, won't we?
Yes.
Yeah. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her unto his mother's tent, unto Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. No wedding ceremony, just took her into her mother's tent, removed the veil, and they were married. Like we've said many times, you know, this marriage license, marriage ceremony, the state wanted their
$20. Yep.
That's what it all amounted
yes,
to.
Sir.
If you have relations with a woman, God's eyes, you are married to her.
Mm-hmm.
So many of you are married many times over.
Yeah. Enjoy that.
And she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Okay, you're just joining us with David and Jonathan here at Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible, WVFF Radio, 97.7 FM. Glad to have you. The Bible is an amazing, living thing. The more you read it, the more you understand it. The more you read it, the more will come and just give itself to you. Don't ever go through it once. Don't ever go through it twice. I've read it in its entirety over 100 times and still haven't scratched the surface. If I could ever get to 1,000 times, maybe I could call myself in minor knowledge of what's inside of it.
I agree with that.
But it's alive.
Yeah, there's no way to. I mean, it's constantly revealing.
It is, absolutely. And you've got to look at single words and single phrases. And sometimes you take them back to the true Hebrew, the true root, and get an entire different understanding of what that just said.
Yes,
it's if you could ever get it in you to desire to find the secret knowledge in here, it's an incredible thing. So chapter 25, book of Genesis. Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. In his, 127 years old now? It never leaves a man, does it?
No.
And she bare him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. And Joskan begat Sheba, and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were Asherim, and Letushim, Leumim. Oh, the most terrifying part of the Bible.
Yes.
These names. And the sons of Midian, Ephar, and Eber, and Hanok, and Abida, and Eldiah. All these were the children of Keturah. A busy lady. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. But unto the sons of the concubine which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son while he yet lived, eastward unto the east country. These are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, 115 years. Notice that God had reduced after the flood, right before the flood, he reduced the lifespan of mankind down to 120 years. And we'd seen that already happening. But with Abraham, because he got started so late in God's plan, 100 years old before Isaac was ever born, God added a few years.
Oh yeah, that's 175 years.
Yeah, right there. He got him a little past his expiration date. Mm-hmm. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people, and his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah in the field of Ephraim, the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mamre. The field, you see, his two sons came together to bury him, the field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth. There was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. It came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well Lahairoi. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Pharaoh's daughter, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael by their names according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebojah, and Kedar, and Abiel, and Mibsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Massa, Hadar, and Tema, Jetur, Nepish, and Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their towns and by their castles. 12 princes according to their nations. Interesting. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And he gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people. And they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as thou goest toward Assyria. And he died in the presence of all his brethren. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah. And another interesting tidbit, Rebekah was most likely 13 or 14 years old, not any older. The marrying age of the time was about that. So she was 13 or 14 and he was 40, but that's not a bad thing because that's the way the world was. To the wife and the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she says, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger."
Stay tuned as we continue our journey through the scriptures on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. We'll be right back with more insightful discussions and exploration.